to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
On Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. I love that guy. Whew, that is cool stuff. John Young, you gotta love him. For John Young. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters, Minnesota. We're talking to you, Twin Cities. Yes, we are. Utah, Salt Lake, and all points in between. We're talking to you. Welcome to the Armed American Radio Network. Modesto, California, stretching out tentacles, reaching out into the East San Francisco Bay Area where no liberals live. Ugh. Jim Irvine joins me tonight. My good friend from Buckeye Firearms and co-host WHK, Jim Irvine, welcome back.
Great to be here for another hour.
Ooh, and this is a good one too, Jim, because like we say, we let our hair down every week in the roundtable, and guess who's blinking up on the screen?
Who might we have?
I usually refer to him as George Hill, the Mad Ogre, the Godfather of Blog, but tonight I have a new moniker for George. And that is the Godfather of Glock, because he is now on his second Glock, and I have to take full responsibility for that. George Hill, the Mad Ogre, you are on the Armed American Radio Roundtable. Welcome back, my friend.
Oh, man. Thank you very much, guys. It's a pleasure and a privilege, as always. And, yeah, I tell you what, I'm just within the last couple of weeks, I'm personally responsible for the placement of over 50 Glock handguns into homes of gun owners who have previously not had a Glock or have not had a Glock in a long time. Most of those Gen 4s are doing quite well and becoming popular, and reports coming back to me that they're liking them, and they're not carrying their previous guns, which are, I'll go down the list, Berettas, 1911s, Sig Sauers, Taurus, and just a bunch of other guns.
Now, hold on a second, George. Every one of those guns that you named are dynamite pieces of equipment, and I've owned at least one of every one of them. In fact, I still have a few of them. You know, interestingly, Glock is right down the road from my studio here, the Armed American Network, Armed American Radio Network studios, right down the road in Smyrna. I'm going to go have a talk with those folks, man. We get to talking about the Glocks, and they're so much fun to shoot. Jim, what's your favorite?
My favorite Glock, or my
your favorite gun. Let's tell listeners what your favorite carry gun is.
My favorite carry gun is an H&K. I've got a USP compact.
Good choice.
It's the most reliable, and Glock owners always give me a hard time on this, but it is the most reliable semi-auto I've ever shot. It is absolutely mind-boggling how many rounds I've put through this gun. And I've taken a class down at Tactical Defense Institute, and we shot, you shoot 500-600 rounds a day. And it occurred to me, I thought, you know, let's see how many rounds this goes through with before I get a misfire. And I didn't clean it. I'm shooting outside. I shot all sorts of different ammo for several days, well over 1,000 rounds of ammo, and never got a misfeed, a failure to extract, a stovepipe, absolutely nothing out of this gun without even putting one drop of oil on it. And I changed my concealed carry gun to that after that. I just thought, you know what? If I ever have to get in a fight, this is the gun I want in my hand.
You got the confidence level. You've achieved the confidence level with your choice of weapon, and that's exactly what you need regardless. And, you know, we tell listeners week after week, you know, you can't. I get a lot of emails. Let me put it this way. I get a lot of emails, especially since we've referred to the Glocks after we got back from the SHOT Show. And I'm really ribbing George a lot. You know, you can pick any handgun you want and throw it at George, and he'll tell you everything you want to know about it. But we got on the Glock thing when we were in Las Vegas, and they've always been my favorite carry piece. I've, you know, had them all and still have a bunch. And I think every modern handgun, let's be real here. The Smith & Wesson M&Ps are great guns. You know, I've had a number. I've had every single one of them all the way on up the line, you know, from the compact up to the full size. Love it. I've never had the fail to feed, fail to extract. Never had, you know, you do the drills. you know, with the tap rack and clearing all three types of malfunctions. I've never had to do that with the Smith & Wesson. I've never had to do it with the Glock.
That's
knock on broadcast table here, you know.
One of the things, today's firearms are so good that people forget to practice those drills. And even if your gun has never malfunctioned through 10,000 rounds, you still need to practice that drill and do some of that. Feed in some dummy rounds or have somebody load some stuff backwards. Do something to cause your gun to have an issue so that you get to practice it. Because today's guns, you're right, Mark, they're absolutely unbelievably good compared to just even 10 years ago.
Yeah, put the snap caps in the things and, you know, give them a good workout. You know, you need to practice those things. You need to practice. George?
And what we see so often on the range is that when you do have a malfunction, that it's like a surprise, and you're like, oh, what's going on? So you stop and you look at the gun, and you're like, what kind of jam is this? And you know, I've never seen this before. You know, they're just kind of flabbergasted by it.
Oh, Tiger McKee yelled at me. That's kind of cool. I got yelled at by Tiger McKee. I said, "Oh man, I'm out." He says, "No, you're not. You're still in the fight."
Yeah. So you,
but that's a great point, George, because you forget that you are.
You got to do the immediate reaction drill, which is to, you know, tap, rack, bang. You know, get the gun back into fight. It doesn't matter if the gun jammed. Every gun will jam eventually. It's what you do to get that gun back into the fight, and it's a split-second maneuver, and you can be back into shooting, and you don't have to sit there and analyze, you know, because that's not going to win a gunfight.
No, it's definitely not, and you know, those guys are the best in the business. If you're fortunate enough to get some training from them, that's pretty good stuff. I got an email this week that was pretty cool, and it was an audio email. Sean, I think you have that ready. This is an audio clip and an email. If you can run that, I would appreciate that. Take a listen to this.
Good afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight.
Sean. That's
the
pilot.
In the long history of the world.
There's Napolitano.
Only a few
the audio email. Okay, we'll get to that when he's ready. He'll come on and he'll come in my ear and tell me there. He's having too much fun with that Napolitano thing. George, did you hear that?
I didn't. I was running an errand real quick, and I made it back to the ranch just in time to come on. What was that? Janet Napolitano?
No. Judge Napolitano. Judge. Okay, Sean's let me know that we have that. Take a listen to this email I got.
Hi, Mark. This is Tony from Tacoma, Washington. Hey, I've been listening to your podcast for about 6 months now, and I just wanted to thank you because based on the information that you've provided, I decided to get off my butt and start supporting the Second Amendment. I have rejoined the NRA as a lifetime member. I have obtained my Washington State concealed carry permit. I've purchased a SIG P238 for personal carry, and I've scheduled some training with the Firearms Academy of Seattle. So again, Mark, I just wanted to thank you for your podcast and supporting our Second Amendment rights.
Tell me that's not an absolutely dynamite email to get.
And
isn't that great? You know, usually you get the emails, a regular email, and I saw this had an audio QuickTime deal in it, and I went and played that, and it floored me. You know, you get emails like this all the time, you know, from people thanking you for talking about it because they're of like mind, and that's to be expected. And but to get that audio and hear it is
that's
great.
That's important. This guy's standing up. He's taking responsibility for his own safety and for the safety of his own family and for his own loved ones, and that is a responsible gun owner right there. A, being a member of the NRA. B, getting a gun and learning how to use it. Two critical things.
And getting a good gun, too, the SIG P238. Good for him.
Very good choice. Very good choice. I looked at those at SHOT. Very impressive.
Tony, thank you very much for that. Jim, jump in.
It's funny how, you know, we all get asked, hey, what gun should I buy for concealed carry? What gun should I buy my wife? And I always tell people, it's like buying shoes. The pair that fits me doesn't necessarily fit you. And what works good for one mission is completely inappropriate for something else. And it's, you know, I always tell somebody, hey, get a friend or go with me. I'll take you if you need. But shoot a bunch of different stuff and find the one that fits your hand best and find the one that you like best, that you shoot best, that works best for you. Because there, like we said, there's so many great guns out there. You got to. It's not an issue of finding a good gun. There's lots of good guns. So you got to find the gun that's best for you.
I look at it like wine. You know, if you're having a meal, you got to pick the right wine for that meal. hey, if I know where I'm going someplace today, I'm wearing something today, so I'm going to pack a certain gun today. And that might be different tomorrow. That's the good thing about being a gun owner. We're not limited.
No, you're not. And, oh, it's such a fun conversation because it pops up in every forum you get to. You know, whether you're on the AR-15 forum or whether you're on the concealed carry forum or a GeorgiaPacking.org forum. Or you guys remember the old Packing.org? Remember that?
WeTheArmed.com.
The questions come up. Maybe we'll touch on that when we come back from the break. And Sean's been itching to play those other two clips. We're going to go ahead and rerun those when we come back. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with George Hill and Jim Irvine. We'll be right back.
When was the last time someone offered you a second chance to save thousands of dollars? If you owe the IRS or state at least $15,000, American Tax Relief is offering you a second chance to eliminate up to 85% of your delinquent taxes. Thousands of honest, hardworking Americans have turned to American Tax Relief for the help they need. Look, your tax problem isn't going to go away. In fact, it's only going to get worse unless you get help. Call 1-800-605-3241. Now you have qualified help in dealing with the IRS. This is the second chance you never had before to save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Get the second chance you deserve and save up to 85% on your delinquent taxes. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation to see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. Call right now for your second chance. 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. Sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then .com.
back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Ladies and gentlemen, I had the funniest conversation over the break with my producer. We were laughing about the clips, and you know, I was teasing Sean. Sean, what happened was I interrupted you doing what?
Putting Ambisol on my tooth.
He was rubbing Ambisol on his tooth. The poor guy has been in the studio since 6 o'clock Central Time, and he's got a toothache, and I know a little bit about that.
Ooh.
So, brutal stuff. So thanks for bearing with me, man. And we'll get to those other two clips when we can, the pilot Napolitano.
No problem.
Before we get started, I want to read an email that I got from Chuck down in Tampa, Florida, my hometown, my stomping grounds, Chuck. You know it. And he's talking about his personal guesstimate after reading the transcript of the McDonald case will be 6-3 in favor of McDonald with reservations. Here's what he says. A comment that Chief Justice Roberts made has perhaps provided some telling insight as to his personal opinion based on concealed carry that we should be concerned with. An excerpt from page 36/77 of the hearing transcript, and it says, perhaps taken out of context, Chief Justice Roberts, and so the arguments you make as well, given this context, you should not be able to have concealed carry. Well, maybe that's right, but that doesn't mean you don't incorporate the Second Amendment to allow you to enforce that type of regulation. My concern now is that the opinion can allow the states too much latitude that will force yet another challenge. This dictates that we become even more diligent in our efforts in electing officials that have similar beliefs as us. As always, keep up the great work. Chuck Fricke in Tampa, Florida. Chuck, man, you know, you're down in my stomping grounds. But you bring up a good point. And what I'll do is not answer that tonight, but I'll use that to let you know that Alan Gura, the lead attorney, who argued on our behalf at the Supreme Court on Tuesday, will be here next week, and we will bounce that off of him because he'll be able to put that comment from Chief Justice Roberts in context as he was discussing it with him. So that's great. Hang in there for that, and we'll get that answer right from the horse's mouth next week, okay? Thanks for the email. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, you know what? I'm even going to address that issue a little bit. I think one of the things the justices do is they say, all right, look, even if we grant you all of these points that you're arguing, you still got to come to your opposition's conclusion. Isn't that right?
I agree. I don't think that's really taken out of context. You know, I've read enough transcripts from them, especially between Heller and McDonald, that what the justices do, or at least in my opinion, they play a little bit of devil's advocate to try to get the answers from the attorneys to see where they're coming from as they're arguing their case. These people that stand before these justices are brilliant.
Yeah. Yes.
And they want to read, you know, I don't know. And then you look at a guy like Thomas. Thomas, as is his deal, never says a word. And then he just comes down with rulings. He doesn't do any questioning. Roberts does. But I think I stick with my guns on that. I don't think that's taken out of context at all. I think that he's playing a little bit of devil's advocate to try to find out where these attorneys are coming from, as he should,
And it's been said you cannot win your case at the oral arguments. You win your case in your briefs and all the stuff that comes before. You can lose your case on oral arguments day. You say something really stupid, shoot yourself in the foot, then you can lose your case. And Alan Gura did not lose our case when he
No. There's an awful lot of talk about whether he should have argued the 14th Amendment. Look, here's my personal opinion on that. And again, we'll get it directly from him next week. But I know exactly why he did it. I commend him for doing it. And, you know, I believe it was in the Bible, the old phrase, thou shalt not ask, thou shalt never receive. Because a lot of people are, a lot of legal scholars are of the opinion that the slaughterhouse cases represented a misinterpretation of the 14th Amendment, Jim.
It's one of those things, my understanding is, and again, layman, I'm not an attorney, but it's part of every law school, first-year law school stuff is, look, here is an absolutely ridiculous decision out of our U.S. Supreme Court.
And you've got 150 years of precedent set there, and obviously the justices did not appear in any way, shape, or form to want to go back and revisit that. But I certainly would not attack Allen for attempting to do that. Now, again, you know, we're getting ahead of ourselves here, but he will be here next week on Armed American Radio, and we'll talk with him about that.
And people who criticize Alan Guerra for bringing it up, he's not the first one to bring it up. I believe Justice Thomas brought it up in the Heller arguments, in the oral arguments. Maybe it wasn't Thomas because he never says anything, but I'm pretty sure one of the other justices brought that up and said, you know, should we look at overturning Slaughterhouse?
Well, Slaughterhouse was a series of cases, four cases, I believe. Very complicated. We don't have the time to get in here, and we're certainly not the legal scholars. We can talk about it on the surface from what we know. But again, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have Alan Guerra here next week, and we will get it right from him. And boy, you talk about brilliant. He is brilliant.
He is someone who has spent more time than any of us combined ever will in our lifetimes preparing for this and thinking about all of these issues. So if anybody in the country knows it, he's probably the best person to ask.
And he's a young man, too. Amazing.
He is.
You know, a young man. He's got a great career ahead of him. So looking forward to getting him on the air. George Hill, the godfather of blog and Glocks. Welcome back, bro.
Pleasure to be here. I was putting out a cat all of a sudden that just came through an open window I didn't know I had. Freaked me out.
Oh, that's, would you say a window you didn't know you had?
A window I didn't know I had open.
Had open. Okay, I was going to say, George, right. Hey, listen to this, guys. I won another lottery. Attention, Internet user, your email account has been picked as a winner of a lump sum payout, $2,500,000 United States dollars.
Am I glad I'm your friend?
Listen to this. Please contact your claims agent from the Overseas Winners Processing Department, Mr. Frank Carinil, in Nigeria. This is the second Nigerian lottery that I've won. I've got to stop throwing away, and I didn't even know I was in this thing.
Well, you're just a lucky man.
Yeah, hey, get this. I've got some fun stories to talk about, you guys. Did you know that sharks should be outlawed?
They bite people.
Yeah, get this. Shark attacks down for a second year. Okay? What does this have to do with guns? The parallels and analogies here are great. Because you remember the summer of the shark where the media just went ballistic and crazy and all of a sudden sharks were everywhere. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, this goes back to the success with the Navy dolphin program.
Sure.
Know, arming the dolphins to fight the sharks.
Well, listen to this. Data show fewer U.S. shark attacks in 2009 than in 2008 and 2007. So shark control must be working, right? Official with University of Florida International Shark Attack File says this could be a trend. He also says decline may be because of tourism drop, but surf shop manager disagrees. Listen, I'm not making this stuff up, all right? The news media, including CNN, relentlessly covered every shark-related incident in 2001, folks. All right, it was all triggered when an 8-year-old boy lost his arm in a shark attack off Pensacola, Florida. You all remember that?
Yeah, and then there was the surfer girl.
The surfer girl, and, you know, Florida was all of a sudden, you know, people were afraid to go in the water. Guess what? There were no more shark attacks that year than there were anywhere else. They just covered it because that's how they make news. We'll be right back with more guns and ammo right after these messages. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. keep your car performing at its peak all winter, make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title with the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This dreams of gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code PRAGER. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code PRAGER.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We're back. I got an email. Tell your guests to go to the drugstore and ask for clove oil. Best thing for a toothache. That's from Sam Honeycutt. Sam doesn't say where he's from. Sam, that's great. He's actually not my guest. He's my producer. But he just told me in my ear, thank you very much. He'll try that. So thanks for the email. Appreciate it very much. The shark attacks real quick. You know, I got some statistics on these things because it's like, you know, crime statistics. They go up, they go down. They go up, they go down. Some years there's 50. Some there's 24. Some there's 19. Some there's 18. And the news media just goes crazy and ballistic and creates this story. There have been years where there were twice as many shark attacks as that year, and it just wasn't, you know, the time to cover it. By the way, I use this question, Jim and George. Are we fighting a war? Is there still fighting in Iraq? I don't know. You don't see Iraq anymore since the election.
No. It's all about Afghanistan.
Yeah, and health care. It's all health care now, you know, how the government's going to ram that down our throats. Well, you know, it's the media, folks. It's the danger of the mainstream media. It's how powerful they are that they can create this news just by simply talking about it and running with it. So, you know, turn the televisions off. Go outside and play.
Two things. I've got two questions about the shark attack. One is, when's Al Gore going to blame global warming for it? And two, when is Obama going to blame George Bush for it?
Well, you know, global warming, George, you shouldn't have gotten me started. I was accused the other day. There was a comment came in from the website, Jim, you'll love this, And then I was doing some tracking on the armedamericanradio.org website, and it said, you know, there was a link that came in from a forum that I had never heard of before, so I followed the link, and I went into it, and I read it, and it says, hey, man, great show. Just found this. You guys got to check this out. It's on right here in the Twin Cities. The host is really entertaining, and the program is extremely, extremely informative, except he's a little bit hooked up on Al Gore, but we can get past that. Al Gore is just a lightning rod, and he's real easy to have fun with because he's just so goofy. I mean, for crying out loud, look at this wooden human being who's a politician who's now all of a sudden a climate guru, for crying out loud. Give me a break. Who falls for this? There's a sucker born every day. Whatever, folks. We won't go into that. Let's talk some more gun stuff. Effort to tighten Minnesota's gun law gets folks riled up. And you know what that's about. You know, they're talking about all kinds of stuff up there. But in St. Paul, Minnesota, see, there's a proposal that would send Minnesota in the opposite direction from Arizona and Virginia, requiring background checks on the purchaser of any firearm sold at a gun show. Jim, I know this is an issue that gets you really hot under the collar because we're talking about the mythical, non-existent gun show loophole. You want to run with that?
Well, the gun show loophole. I love being interviewed by the media because, you know, what do you think about the gun show loophole? And I always ask them, well, tell me what that is. And they go, well, you know what it is. And I said, well, no, tell me what you think it is. And they, well, the gun show loophole about buying guns. And I said, well, the law to buy a gun at a gun show is the exact same law to buy a gun in a gun store or in my house or any other place we go. There's nothing in laws anywhere that say there's different rules whether where you conduct a sale. It's like selling a car. It's the same wherever you sell it. There's no rules about one law at a dealership and another in your driveway. It's just silliness. And it shocks them that you won't even discuss, you can't discuss something that doesn't exist.
That's exactly right. And if anybody who wants to question this, all they have to do is look at the form 4473, and in the dealer section, it's got a place where, you know, you put, if it's not at the gun store, where was the location of this transaction done? And that dealer is still required to process that paperwork according to state law.
0.7% of all crime guns. Let's go ahead and give the Bradys and all the wackos the gun group. 0.7% of all crime guns are purchased at gun shows, folks. And this is yet again the media, you know, twisting your head and feeding you with garbage.
Even all personal guns from an NFFL have to go through a background check so that they can't try and skirt around it that way.
Well, we just had the ATF at the gun store that I work at, and they inventoried guns that, you know, that just happened to be in the store at the time. Like one person brought in a rifle to be scoped. The ATF counted that, which means we're legally responsible for that gun. Of course, we knew we were, you know, before that, but the ATF is very critical of everything in the store. So, you know, we have a responsibility to make sure all the paperwork is done right, no matter where we are.
Hey, Mark, you mentioned the statistic on how many guns are bought at crime guns come from gun stores. How many criminal vehicles do you think come from, you know, used car lots or various places? What percentage? Do you think it's over that 0.7%?
You know, Jim, I don't have a clue.
I bet you criminals shop at my grocery store. I wonder if we should shut the grocery store down because criminals buy food at grocery stores.
Well, this is something that we could go round and round and round about. That's why I was, you know, being facetious and saying we should outlaw sharks. Okay?
It makes
sharks
just as
kill
much
people.
Sense as the other stuff.
Well, sure. That's the absurdity of it. It's the absurdity there. It's what I was trying to point out, that, you know, we could, if you listen to the anti-gun groups, they utilize the same arguments. They try to articulate the same type of argument, you know, on a random animal attack. Okay? Because that's what criminals are. They're animals, and they don't pay attention to the rules. Now, sharks don't like our rules. They don't care that we have a sign up on the beach that says, don't go swimming. They don't attack us more because the sign isn't there. Do you follow me here? It's the absurdity of what we see. Here's two national groups.
I'm pretty positive that the Viking raids in the 9th and 10th centuries were stopped because England outlawed battle axes. Isn't that what happened?
Yeah, something like that. You know, there's a push on in England right now. A guy invented the stab-proof knife. Did you guys see this clown? It's rounded at the front. You know, now, let me... It's a 13-inch blade. It's a butcher knife, okay? But it doesn't have a pointy tip. I guess that thing won't cut a throat, will it?
You know what? There's hope for England, though, because I got a call... I got an email from a journalist in England that's covering the response of the citizens in wanting to be able to defend themselves. So there's some hope that people haven't completely abandoned all of their sense of reason over there.
No, that's very true. And England has a long history of sport shooting, competition, hunting. England is a gun culture in the past, and one day they will be a gun culture again. Not to the extent of us Americans, but on wevearms.com, my discussion forum, I've got several members from the UK, active members, and they love the shooting sports. They love their firearms. And I got people that come into the gun store all the time from the UK, England, Scotland, Ireland. They come in, they look at the guns, and they're in awe because they love
them. Because they love what they can't have, George. That's why they're in awe. And you know what? This is going to sound very cold, but I don't feel sorry for them. They allowed themselves to be trampled, and they do it. It's their political structure. They're subjects. They're not free people.
They're
free.
They have the numbers. They just didn't get out and do anything. They sat by and let somebody take their rights away.
I don't feel sorry for them.
That's a lesson to every one of us here. Never let that happen.
Now, you better believe it. Australians, the same thing. You know, it's like this. Come take it. Come get it. Milan Levy. Come get it. You know, I don't see that happening here in America. Dane is talking about fighting for freedoms that we will win.
Well, when the UK lost their gun rights, when they decided to give that stuff up, it was after a Columbine type shooting.
Yes, it was. George, you know what that means. I hate to do that to you mid-sentence because I love listening to you. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters with Jim Irvine and George Hill, the godfather of Glocks. We'll be right back after these messages.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36 month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
This Dreams of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title with the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We're also talking about American-born Al-Qaeda idiot Adam Gadahn. Apparently, this kook has been caught in Pakistan, and I have an idea on how to pay down the national debt. You know, Obama's $9.7 trillion in growing debt. Check this out. We ought to auction off places on the firing squad, and we ought to auction off spent casings after he's shot. We can use those proceeds to pay down the national debt. George, thoughts?
He is guilty of treason. Treason is a charge that carries the death penalty, and it should be tried in a military tribunal. Because not only is he aiding and abetting the enemy, but he is did some spying. He turned over documents to help the enemy, and he is most likely an active participant in doing everything he can to do to harm American troops. Our brothers, our sons, our fathers, our neighbors, our mothers and daughters and sisters, the best of America are over there fighting. And this animal, this slime bag, this treacherous, I can't even say.
Yeah, listen, let's do it this way. Let's do it this way. We'll see how much of a tough guy he is now once the CIA gets a hold of him. He's going to be a real tough guy, isn't he? I didn't mean it.
I support it was waterboarding in this case.
You know, this guy, once he gets in custody, let me tell you something. This coward's going to sing like a jaybird. Trust me, he's going to sing like a jaybird. This guy gets on his little videos and makes his little deals. You know, auction off firing squad lineup and pay down the Obama debt from the Obama economy. Jim, what do you think about that guy?
Doesn't matter what face evil wears, evil is still evil.
There you
and
go.
good men and good women must do everything within their power to defeat evil, always.
That's every day, everywhere.
Right. So, hey, something else I got to mention here. Speaking of guns, we're giving away an Ithaca 12-gauge 8-shot home defense shotgun. It's a
Stop right there.
Yeah?
George, let's get your take. I love throwing gun stuff at you out of the blue. Before he goes any farther, tell us about that gun.
Okay, now you're talking about that that side-by-side double?
No, it's a it's an 8-shot. Let me see. It's a Model 37. It's got a 20-inch fixed barrel, a standard cylinder bore, the walnut stock, a 3-inch chamber, and about a 4 to 6 pound trigger pull. It's 7+1, 12 gauge.
Now I tell you what, 8 gauge. That became popular again thanks to the movie Appaloosa. And what this 8 gauge is, it's you take that 12 gauge, you know, and you're looking at that diameter. 8 gauge is dwarfs it.
Not 8 gauge, 8 shot. I'm sorry.
Oh, 8 shot. I thought you were talking about 8 gauge.
No.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard 8 gauge. I'm sitting here thinking this whole question.
I might have misspoke. 8 shot, 12 gauge.
An 8 shot, 12 gauge. So you're talking about the
Model 37 home defense gun.
Yeah, the pump tactical gun.
Yeah.
Okay, Ithaca, classic gun maker and used by lots of law enforcement through the 80s into the 90s. The Ithacas were rolling in a lot of squad cars. Those are good guns. Those are
okay, so we got your approval on that, right?
Absolutely. Where can I go to get in on that drawing?
BuckeyeFirearms.org. We're giving one away. All you've got to do is sign up, put your email address and your complete information, your address, and we're going to pick one April 30th, just out of our mailing list. It's a $549 value, and we will handle all the FFL fees and take care of everything as long as you're a legal gun owner and it's not illegal for you to own it or illegal for you to participate. Selected at random. And this has been real popular. I think we're going to do more of these. So it's one of those things. We talked about media bias. One of the things that bothers the heck out of me is good gun owners go, hey, saw this story in the news. What do you think? It doesn't look good. And it's like, well, because you read the story in the news. It was an AP story. It's nonsense. You've got to be get on the mailing list from the NRA or the Buckeye Firearms Association. We got a free newsletter. U.S. Concealed Carry Association's got great stuff. And it's funny, like U.S. Concealed Carry Association, when I first saw an ad for this, I thought, all right, here, I am as involved as any person can be in the concealed carry front and all of this stuff. I've taken classes. The last thing I need is another gun magazine. I don't care, but I love what they're supporting, so I joined for 3 years. I just sent off a check because I thought, it's useless to me, but I want them to count me. I care about the issue. And I get this issue, get the magazine, I start reading these columns by the ordinary guy.
Hey, that's me.
And lots of other articles. And I thought, man, this is a great article. The thing I love about your magazine is it's not written for the beginner, and it's not written for the expert. It's written for everybody. And it's not necessarily about guns. It's about the people who carry them. And it's so different than every other one. I'm a huge fan of the magazine and the organization. And people can't trust the mainstream media for their news. You've got to come to a U.S. Concealed Carry Association or a Buckeye Firearms or the Mad Ogre and get your information from the people who live it, breathe it, understand it, and can explain it to you.
You
know
what?
Do that.
That's Concealed Carry Magazine. You know, we don't talk about that enough on the air. There is nothing else like it out there.
You can read it cover to cover.
Cover to cover. It's not beholden to the advertisers, and nothing against American Handgunner, you know, the king daddy of all gun rags, and nothing against Guns and Ammo and handguns. And, you know, I get them all. I read them all. And I read them from cover to cover, too. But there's a whole lot more out there than just the 1911, folks. You know what I'm talking about? And Concealed Carry Magazine does a really good job with that. Yeah, I write for it. Hey, while I'm at this, I got to plug my book, too, because it has gotten some tremendous reviews, guys, not only from Tom Gresham, but from a number of other sites, and it's up on a bunch of them. Lessons from Armed America is doing pretty well, so if you don't have a copy of it, pick it up. You can pick it up at any online book retailer. It should be in stores here real soon, but it's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders. You can pick it up at White Feather Press. And if you want a signed copy of the book, head over to armedamericanradio.org. And down on the bottom right, there's a link, Lessons from Armed America. You can click on that, and I'll sign a copy and send it to you right off the cuff. I've got about 25 or 30 or 40 of those left. So
buy two of them so that the next time somebody says, Does anybody ever really use a gun defensively?
Yeah, give it to him.
Hand them that book.
Give it to him. You've read it. You know. Listen to some of these stories. In fact, my column in this month's issue of Concealed Carry Magazine was about Nikki Gosar. It's a great column, and I thank her for allowing us. And, you know, she's going to be a follow-up. We're going to rewrite that story and put it in terms that we couldn't put it in the magazine and get a whole lot more detailed in the upcoming Lessons from Armed America 2 that Kathy and I are working on. We have a deadline of August 1st that we want to get that thing out there.
There is so much to learn.
Gordon Liddy liked it.
There's so much to learn from every single violent encounter, whether it goes good, bad, or indifferent, whether the person's like extensive training or almost no training. It's so interesting to me to read what happened and how things worked. I've never read a story once or talked to a person once that I didn't learn some things that were helpful to me.
And Kathy, my co-author, Kathy Jackson, who we all know, comes in behind those stories and analyzes them in a way that's unbelievable. And, George, you just mentioned something, too. I can't believe I didn't bring this up.
I
co-hosted with G. Gordon Liddy for 1 hour, hour number two, on Monday this past week. And G. Gordon read my book, loved it. The producers called us and asked me not only to be on for the hour but to actually co-host. And I had two of the subjects of two of the chapters, Steve Murphy, who was carjacked and kidnapped for 4.5 hours while unarmed. That will never happen again, I can assure you. And he is a CCW holder, and he was at that one place in time where he didn't have his gun, and look what happened. He came on and discussed his. And Mr. Jim Butler, which was the subject of the chapter on a cold February night, who was forced to kill his wife's stalker at the foot of his bed when he had kicked in the bedroom door and shot him in the neck and in the chest while he was sleeping. Two very harrowing stories, but you can read about them in Lessons from Armed America. G. Gordon loved it, and we did the hour with a couple of them. You can go to G. Gordon Liddy at LiddyShow.com and check out that podcast from last Monday, which was the first of March, and it's hour number two if you want to listen to those folks talk about those stories. Brutal stuff, but a lot of fun. Guys, we've got a minute and 30 seconds left. You know, it goes really, really fast. George Hill, thanks for being back on. We'll see you next week in the roundtable, okay, my friend?
Absolutely.
Pleasure and a privilege as always. Jim, anything else you want to close out in the last minute here?
Just riding the tidal wave of information. This show's a blast. I'm so glad that you're doing it and that it's expanding. And it's fun to be here online. It's fun to listen. It's fun to do the podcast. Keep up the great work.
Riding the tidal wave of information. I love it, Jim. Thanks. And we'll have you on very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. Check us out at usconcealedcarry.com. Pick up a copy of Lessons from Armed America. Alan Gura will be on the air with me next week, the lead attorney who argued your case in front of the Supreme Court this past week. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week right here on the Armed American Radio Network.
American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.